Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
It's not only our 22nd anniversary of our show. It's also the 19th anniversary of John Deaney's membership in our Brain Trust. Hey, John, happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you, Jim, and happy anniversary to
you. You joined us.
A track record.
You joined us this month, 19 years ago, and boy, howdy, has it been a great relationship. The wisdom and the knowledge and the tips and best practices you've given us over the last 19 years have been great. Thank you for your abiding support of all that we do and for all that you do for small businesses.
It's been a lot of fun, Jim. And you know what? You've given me a lot of help with my books. You've given me a lot of help talking about stuff offline. So thank you, too.
Well, it's been a good partnership. So johnfdeaney.com, is that right? Or just John Deaney? I always forget. And the other one. What's the other one? That's where your blog is, and go ahead.
Yeah, and my blog is also at Awake at 2 o'clock.
That's it. That's
And then Your Exit Map is where we have all the tools for business owners. They're all free.
Right.
They can take an assessment. They can look at their distance to goal. One of the things we just discussed. They can model different plans. They can do the add backs that we were just discussing.
Is there something there that will help them understand how to recast a financial statement?
Absolutely.
If you can learn how to recast a financial statement, you can learn how to plan. In my opinion, John, I think that's an important step in learning how to plan for running your business in a way over the next 3 to 5 years to make it where it's attractive to a buyer. What do you think?
Yes. No, there's a recasting spreadsheet that'll show your cash flow, and then there's also a buyer sanity check where you can put in what you think your company's worth and model
buyer
it the way
check.
The bank would. And
that's not a joke title or hyperbole, folks. Buyer sanity check. It's not. It's more real than that. Hey, John, I want to change just a little bit and ask you a question about something that I'm excited about.
Sure.
I've interviewed a guy in the last few months, a couple of times. Who's putting together and taking advantage of some new laws that allow smaller and smaller companies to develop ESOPs, employee stock option programs. One of the saddest stories in American marketplace, in my opinion, are small businesses that would like to divest of their business. Nobody's going to buy it, and the employees would like to buy it, but because they weren't big enough, they were only 15 or 20 people, not 100, which is what old ASOPs would require. These things are becoming smaller and smaller. What do you know about that?
I don't know of any laws. We talked about this last time we were on, and I went and looked. I haven't seen anything new out of Congress. There is an outfit on the West Coast, we won't be location specific, that is doing $25,000 ESOPs, but by their own admission, 75% of those fail in the first 2 years.
Yeah. This guy, I think, is out of Ohio that I'm talking about. I wish I could remember. But don't you agree that this is the kind of thing we've never had a cohort of exiting business owners like we're going to have over the next 20 years? We've never had this cohort.
I love ESOPs. I love them. I think they're terrific. And they've gotten a sketchy reputation because there was a flood of owners that were just kind of dumping the company for an inflated price on the employees and leaving the employees without management skills and with all the debt. But that's those tales grow faster than reality. That's not the majority of them. I've worked on some owners and done ESOPs with them. Their employees are doing fantastic. The owners did very, very well coming out of the deal, and the companies are growing like crazy, and everybody's very happy with it.
So the only reason I'm bringing this up, folks, there are because of the scale of the sheer size of this cohort, there are going to be new options, new products, new. I'm convinced. I think there's some legislation in the hopper over this. Maybe that's what I was thinking about. But just be prepared for this, because I just think that the economy is going to be hurt if we don't solve some of this, because as we all know, as you've taught us over the years, John, we're all going out one way or the other, head first or feet first, and you know, hopefully we can do it a lot with a lot more control. I'm a control enthusiast. I want to control my going out like I control my coming in. JohnFDeeney.com.
That works for me.
Awake at 2 o'clock. Is that right?
Yes.
You're at 2 o'clock.com and your exit map. John F. Deeney. John, thanks again for being here. See you next time. We're good to do without John, folks. We love having him on the show. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.